Hey everyone, it's your girl Sienna Cruz here, back with another dose of real talk on surviving and thriving in depression. You know, that mental health roller coaster we all navigate sometimes. Today, we're diving into something super important. Embracing your vulnerability. Now, I get it. The word vulnerability might make you feel like you're about to stand naked on a stage in front of a roaring crowd. But trust me, it's way less scary than that. Think of it more like taking off those heavy winter boots and slipping into comfy slippers after a long day. It's about letting go of the need to be perfect all the time and allowing yourself to simply be human. And guess what? Being vulnerable isn't a weakness, it's actually a superpower. It's the key to deeper connections, greater self-awareness, and ultimately living a more authentic life. So, buckle up, because we are about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you embrace your vulnerability like a boss. First things first, understand this. Everyone feels vulnerable sometimes. No one walks around with a perfectly polished facade 24/7. We all have insecurities, fears, and moments where we feel exposed and uncertain. It's part of the human experience. Recognizing that is the first step towards accepting it. You know that feeling when you spill coffee all over yourself in public? That's vulnerability. But instead of panicking, how about laughing it off? Second, letting go of perfectionism is a game changer. You don't have to be perfect to be worthy of love, respect, or success. In fact, striving for perfection can actually make you more anxious and less likely to take risks. Remember that time you tried something new and were terrified it wouldn't turn out right? That's the fear of imperfection talking. But what if you embrace the possibility of not being perfect? You might just surprise yourself with how awesome it feels. Third, vulnerability opens doors to deeper connections. Think about it. When we allow ourselves to be seen and heard in our true form, flaws and all, we create a space for genuine intimacy and understanding. It takes courage to share your vulnerabilities, but the rewards are immense. Remember that friend who always knew how to make you feel better, even when you were feeling like crap. That's someone who embraced their vulnerability and allowed themselves to connect with you on a deeper level. Fourth, embracing vulnerability empowers you to grow. It allows you to learn from your mistakes, ask for help when you need it, and step outside of your comfort zone. Ever felt stuck in a rut? Vulnerability can be the key to breaking free. And finally, remember that vulnerability is not about weakness, it's about strength. It takes courage to show up authentically in a world that often encourages us to hide behind masks. By embracing your vulnerabilities, you are choosing to live a more honest and fulfilling life. Let me tell you about this girl I met at a coffee shop the other day. She was super nervous about giving a presentation at work, but she decided to share her anxiety with a coworker instead of pretending everything was fine. Guess what? Her coworker totally understood. They ended up brainstorming together, and the girl felt so much lighter and more confident going into the presentation. That's the power of vulnerability. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you embrace your vulnerability. Remember that everyone feels vulnerable, let go of perfectionism, open yourself up to deeper connections, allow yourself to grow, and recognize that vulnerability is a sign of strength. Remember, folks, this isn't about becoming some fragile flower. It's about showing up as your true self, the whole package, and owning it with confidence. Because when you embrace your vulnerability, you unlock a world of possibilities. You become more resilient, more connected, and ultimately more free. So, let's go out there and shine our light, imperfections and all. Want to keep the conversation going? Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts on embracing vulnerability. What are some ways you've learned to embrace your own imperfections? We can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, stay strong and keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.